Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior, my Lord, and just wanted to say a few words in introduction to this chapter. At the beginning of the chapter, we are shown that the Lord is speaking to Moses and telling him to tell the people to bring a freewill offering of the things that they're going to use in the construction and also the furnishing of this sanctuary, and also that the sanctuary is going to be a place of his dwelling among the people, and that the things that they were to bring were to be costly things like gold and silver and bronze. And moreover, God was going to give them some explicit plans and directions for building the sanctuary. And I was thinking about that word sanctuary, and I even looked it up. One of my favorite places to look up words like that is in the Blue Letter Bible, because it gives me the, you know, the meaning, the original meaning, and in here would be Hebrew. And a sanctuary, by definition there, was that it is a holy place, a place that is set apart, a place of closeness, where I can connect my heart to the Lord. And immediately I thought about my time in the Word, how the Word is a place, it's like a sanctuary to me. It's like a place where I come. I have learned to come there and know that I can meet the Lord there. He can meet me there, and I can hear Him speaking to me in a very distinct in an unmistakable way. And this was not always the case. When people were first telling me about the Word of God being a sacred place, it certainly didn't seem that way to me. It seemed like a confusing place to me. And when it became a sacred place is when I came to the understanding that the Spirit of God had been placed in me through my salvation. And I understood also that the Spirit was the teacher. And so that gave me a place of peace, because I realized that I had a live-in teacher, and he would bring me to an understanding, even when I, on the outside, might feel like it was no way that I could connect to the reading of whatever was in the Word. But He showed me again and again that He wants me to know Him. He wants me to understand Him. He wants me to be equipped in that relationship with Him, and also that relationship with other people. And so as I am in His Word with my heart open, let's open up my heart, it becomes a sacred place. It becomes a sanctuary. And so I'm grateful for that. In the first 9 verses, that word, a contribution, it says that they make for me a contribution. This whole thing of contributing, giving, is so essential in my growth in this Christian walk. God gave His only begotten Son for me. If I am to walk in His footsteps, I too must learn how to give, really give selflessly out of my own heart and out of my own, you know, payback sort of a thing, to give a free gift. And even He said that later on in my Bible, in the ESV, for every man whose heart moves him. So He again is looking again for the heart thing that is going on. And God actually moves my heart a lot, but I'm not always cognizant of it, because I am distracted. And I'll end my few words of saying that's why the clear, clean, and committed food is so important, because the promptings of the Lord sometimes are so imperceptible to me. I can't even necessarily sense the movement, or He's moving me. And the food thing is so basic is so old, you know, with me. I've had it since the beginning of time. And, you know, I have grandchildren now who are, two of them are still nursing. They're still nursing babies. And I realize how essential that nursing, that food thing that we have. We had it since the beginning. And for us to be able, you know, to put that to a side and get our feeding in another way, it shows such a magnificent growth thing in me. Only God could do that. And so I want to keep in step with the Spirit. I want to, as I've said, this weekend, last weekend, I need to see my abstinence more in terms of a fast than anything else. You know, fasting means that I voluntarily put aside food, not even all food, you know, it could be certain food, but I voluntarily do that for the purpose of having a closer walk, a stronger walk with the Lord. And when I think of it in terms of that, then it makes it more special, in that I don't want to break it, because it helps to enhance the fellowship aspect that I have with the Lord. I love that. I love to have that strong fellowship with Him.